Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today is part one of a two-part series on how to be more of who you already are. And today, in part one, we're going to talk about reinventing yourself. The notion behind reinventing yourself is sort of the notion behind all those magazine articles that come out that say things like, New Year, New You, 108 ways to change this or change that. It's the basis of the whole self-help industry is that there is this thing called me and that I can reinvent it. I can recreate it. I can change my beliefs and change my life. I can literally create a new identity at will. I remember years ago watching a movie with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio called Catch Me If You Can. And in that movie, and in fact in real life, because it's based on a true story, he was continually reinventing himself. He was literally creating new identities and living into them simply by projecting confidence, by acting as if. And that fundamental notion of acting as if is at the heart of the self-help industry. You decide who you want to be, you act as if you are already that way, and over time, or so the theory goes, you fake it till you make it. You become the person that you pretend to be. Now, that sounds kind of cool, especially if you don't like the person you think you are. But think about it a little bit. No matter which character the con man from Catch Me If You Can was taking on, he was still who he really was. He didn't really reinvent himself. He reinvented his costume. He reinvented his persona. He reinvented the mask that he wore. He reinvented the way he presented himself in the world. He changed the character that he was playing. But who was he? Now, in that case, he was a real-life person named Frank Abagnale and went on to work with the FBI and write his story. And we may never know which bits of the story are true and which bits of the story are just more reinvention. But the problem with trying to take on a new identity is that it never really covers up who we really are. Now, there's a model that I've shared for years, which is that we are all at core diamonds, covered in horse crap, coated with nail polish. And if you haven't heard it, I'll do a short version of it here. That the diamond of our being, underneath our personality, is perfect and whole. It is beautiful. It is the hardest material known to man. It is metaphoric, but it is a metaphor for the incredible strength and beauty of who we are at core. Then over the years, that gets covered over with a lot of horse crap. It gets covered over with a lot of conditioning. It gets covered over with a lot of beliefs. It gets covered over with a lot of ideas of who we are versus who we should be and what kind of person we are and what kind of person we should be. And eventually we get so uncomfortable with all the horse crap that we learn to create a beautiful coating of nail polish, an acceptable personality, something that looks pretty. But if you got too close, you might notice it smelt a little like horse crap. And a lot of the reinventing yourself kind of notions are essentially changing the nail polish on top of the horse crap, on top of the diamond. Some of the more advanced reinvention techniques deal with the horse crap. They say, change the horse crap, change your life. Change the stuff you've made up about you. Make up good stuff, and you will then think of yourself well, and then you will do better in the world. You will change who you are. But underneath all that horse crap, underneath the nail polish, the diamond is unchanged. and unchanging. It is perfect and whole, and it is as perfect and whole today as it was the day you were born. And it is as perfect and whole today as it ever will be. Now, we can quibble with this metaphor, but if I take a $100 bill and I crumple it up and I spit on it and I put it in the wash, how much is it worth? $100. If I take that same $100 bill and I exalt it, I put it in beautiful wallets and carry it around to beautiful places and give it so much love that it's the luckiest $100 bill alive, how much is it worth? $100. And so we spend an incredible amount of energy trying to change ourselves, our personalities, our nail polish, to create a new identity, to reinvent ourselves, thinking that that in some way will make us better. And yet our true identity, underneath our new identities, can never be bettered. It is already perfect. It is, in fact, the perfection of life itself. Now, this idea of reinvention has been a part of our culture for thousands of years. More recently, most people in America, certainly, if you went to high school, you read The Great Gatsby, which is a book about a small-time gangster who reinvents himself as an incredibly successful, incredibly glamorous man. And that attempt at reinvention winds up being his undoing. If you saw the musical Hamilton, you know there's a line in one of the early songs about moving to New York, because in New York, you can be a new man. But what if the best that we can do is to uncover who we really are? What if who you are underneath all the inventions, all the new identities you've taken on and evolved over your lifetime, what if your true identity is better than all of them? What if from your true identity, you could take on as many new identities as you want without ever losing touch with who you are? We'll talk about that and more in part 2. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.